We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:44, it was a rough day in the NFL for injuries. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Al, the Eagles are playing San Francisco in 2 weeks. It appears the Niners have lost Garoppolo and Bosa.
And Mostert.
And Mostert, too. Mostert went down, too. All right, meanwhile, Saquon Barkley
He's probably done for
the year. How will all these injuries happen? Is it tied to the pandemic and no preseason games? We better talk to a doctor here for a second. Rhea, please do the honors.
A NovaCare doctor segment, Dr. Vishal Saxena, orthopedic surgeon with Temple Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at Temple Hospital, specializes in shoulder and knee surgery. Dr. Saxena, currently the team doctor for Temple football and Archbishop Wood, and he's been a team doctor for the Patriots and Bruins.
Welcome to the show, Doc.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right, Doc. Not only that, right now the Phillies have had a sudden run of tons of injuries. Any of this attributable to all the downtime and the fact, especially in football, there was no preseason games? You think that has something to do with all these injuries?
I do think that that's a big contributor. At least for football, these guys didn't really have a normal training camp. They were told to limit contact during practices. They didn't have any preseason games, so they didn't really have a chance to get themselves into game shape. And then all of a sudden we're asking these guys to ramp up their activities and intensity immediately for football games. And so I think that that's a big contributor to some of the injuries we're seeing, especially some of the more overuse type injuries like the hamstrings and the quad tendonitis.
So, Doc, what do you do preventatively to try to stop this from happening to your team?
I think there's a couple of things that you can do. I think in general, the athletes that tend to be a little bit less injury prone they take better care of their bodies. They're a little bit more attuned to the importance of stretching before games, stretching after games, proper nutrition. There's plenty of things that you can do before and after the games to recover from the game and then also get ready for the next game.
Okay, Doc, I'm really curious. The Phillies are in crisis. We haven't even brought them up yet today. They have 7 games to play. They're in the playoffs by 0.5 games. Oh, they're 27-26. The two teams chasing them, including Gabe Kapler's Giants, are 26-26. And they may be losing Bryce Harper. He went out with lower back stiffness. Doc, whenever I see back, I get nervous because back usually takes a while to fix. Tell me about lower back stiffness.
So that term is pretty vague, but it probably refers to either some muscle spasms or maybe he strained one of the muscles along the spinal cord, what we call the paraspinal muscle. It's unclear how severe it is. He definitely seemed uncomfortable after taking a couple swings and then running in the outfield. And depending on the severity, it's unclear when he's going to be back. If it truly is a strain of the muscles around the back, this is something that's going to bother him every time he swings a bat.
Oh.
And so it's a question of how much you'll be able to gut out with the pain, and then also if he's really given a chance to rest this properly, which he may not be able to, given that they're in a competitive playoff race.
All right, so what do you do?
We're rooting for spasms, is what you're telling me.
Doc, hold on a minute. What you're saying is you may not have the choice of holding him out because the games are so important. Shoot him up. How do you get him back on the field?
Again, it really depends on how bad his symptoms are. If it's pretty mild and he feels like he can go, but just needs you know, a medicine, maybe an anti-inflammatory, that's one option. But if he feels like it's really limiting him, he's not going to be able to swing a bat or run in the outfield and help his team, then he may benefit from some time off.
Yeah. Here's the thing now. I am not a physician. In fact, was very poor in the very classes that you were good at. He will play before this season is over because he's Bryce Harper. My theory is some players will tolerate pain or do whatever it takes to play, and he's one of them. Could you explain to me why some players have so much different? There's such a difference in the tolerance for pain.
That's tough. You know, we don't quite understand pain that well, and so yes, it does seem like some players they just tolerate pain a little bit differently than others, and so. You know, a lot of times with these injuries, when athletes get injured, our job as physicians is to make sure that they have an injury that's not going to get worse with return to play. Because a lot of times the athlete's not going to want to leave the game or be out for any period of time. So, you know, our job is to basically sometimes protect these guys from themselves. And if they have an injury that we feel like won't get worse with them continuing to play, then you know, then we can clear them to play. But a lot of times it really is what the athlete wants to do and what they feel like they're comfortable doing with the amount of pain they're in.
That's what I'm thinking. Dr. Saxena, thank you so much for your expertise. And thank all the doctors at NovaCare. They are extraordinary people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.